The truth about a municipality's vision is found in its budget. The true vision for Whistler appears to be one of missed climate targets, and business as usual. I sincerely hope that this new council will eventually rise to the challenge of ensuring that our community meets our greenhouse gas emission targets, something they have kicked the can on in this first budget. Don't be fooled by the headline-grabbing resort municipality of Whistler, RMOW, estimate that $27 million will be spent on projects to help the municipality achieve its climate goals. Climate deniers will be relieved to learn that the bulk of that dollar amount is going to be spent on waterworks, and the list of projects includes $495,000 on file digitization, $310,000 on audiovisual equipment, etc. Most projects will have no meaningful impact on lowering our emissions. We have to maintain our water and sewer works, so the question is, how much more are we spending to reduce emissions, compared with what we would have had to spend in regular upkeep? That seems like the most relevant information, and it is missing. For the RMOW budget to align with our Big Moves climate targets, council says they are committed, we will have to start doing some carbon accounting. For example, what reduction in emissions can we expect to see from the $1.8 million being spent on Rainbow Park rejuvenation? This information needs to be front row center if we are to triage our budgets to align with our vision. The RMOW is getting its own emissions in order, but what about the rest of us? We need help. We are not persuaded by extreme weather or doomsday forecasts. We will drive to Lot 8 at 8 a.m. in our trucks, even if the lifts are only 2 kilometers away. Fortunately for our elected council, they do not have to show leadership on climate action, as it is being shown around the world, even in the U.S. No new fossil gas connections to buildings, parking minimums become parking maximums, elimination of single-family zoning, investment in mass transit, massive expansion of mobility lanes, etc. The solutions are hiding in plain sight. To hit our climate targets, this council will need to help force a behavior shift, away from fossil gas in buildings, and away from private automobiles. Thankfully, there is $100,000 that will be spent on strategic planning in this upcoming budget, so that the RMOW can finally align its climate goals with its budget, next year. Brendan Ladner, Whistler.